Hello everyone, I'm George Myland, so welcome back to my channel. This is about protests in Epping, the Bell Hotel. So that is in Essex, a county just northeast of London, if you're unfamiliar with the geography of South Britain. Up to 1,000 people have attended demonstrations there, and they've been going on since the 13th of July. So a lot of people arrive in the United Kingdom illegally claiming asylum. Some people arrive legally and claim asylum. They've got tourist visas, business visas, student visas, and whatever. So claiming that they're fearing violence or well-founded fear of persecution in their homeland. Now, persecution doesn't have to mean it lead to death or violence or imprisonment, but it has to be sort of serious discrimination. And it has to be well-founded. It can't be a trifling risk. There's obviously some risk in every country. And it has to be something quite serious, not by being rejected for one job, on the basis of certain characteristics, as on the basis of the person's sex, sexual orientation, race, religion, so forth. It can't be because you're committing a crime which you've imprisoned in this country. If it really is terrorism or something, well then no, that's not grounds for asylum. You know, that they would be tortured even if he or she is a terrorist, then they have to get asylum here. So most people in the United Kingdom want to prevent illegal immigration. I do. That's the policy of His Majesty's government, of the Labour Party, the Conservative Party, certainly of Reform UK. Now, there are some people on the far left, and some even in the Labour Party, say open the borders. Refugees welcome. No restrictions. Anybody wants to come here, the world and his wife can come to the United Kingdom. And who cares about the consequences for those living in the UK, whether British citizens or not, things can be absolutely ruined for them. Now, seeking asylum is not the same as immigrating. Immigrating can come to the UK lawfully, ideally, because you want a better life or whatever. You want to make more money. Sometimes they don't want to stay permanently, want to make money for a few years and then move home or move to another country. That's fine. I mean, immigration is an honourable thing to do. Being an immigrant is an honourable thing to be. If you're a legal immigrant, if you're illegal, it's not. I know illegal immigrants are not necessarily evil. I know someone in the UK who was one, and I consider him a friend, but he shouldn't have done what he did. Sneaking in the back of a lorry, age 17, was caught by the police later. He was going to be deported, but then his country was about to accede to the European Union. They let him stay. And here we are, 20 years on. And so should he be forgiven? I think he should be absolved. And he's been a model citizen, lived in this country, built his business, and brought up his two children who are British citizens and so on. So I know it's not the worst thing to do in the world, but every country's got to have an immigration policy. And if you have a policy at all, that means you don't have absolutely everybody in. And illegal immigration is very unfair on those who come through the legal route. And it's a rigmarole, it's a pain in the neck, the form filling, the paying the money, the waiting, the getting the yes or the no, and the eventually coming can take months. Even if you're married to a British citizen to get in. So it's grossly unfair to skip the queue. And of course, these people in these hotels, they're housed at public expense. I don't hear them thanking us and praising us. It's my money is paying for them. Okay, and I know they have to live and they have to eat, and some of them are children, and some of them have been through horrific experiences. But answer me this. Why did you cross 20 safe countries to come to the UK? Now, some of them were poor in the United Kingdom, but isn't the real answer because you just wanted to live in a wealthier country? It's partly because if they learn a foreign language, it's most likely to be English. So they want to come to an English-speaking country. So that's Republic of Ireland or here. Is it because they know that the chance of being accepted is very high, like 90%? And no ID cards can sometimes blend into the community. So I think it's completely respectable to protest against illegal immigration, saying we're paying far too much. Some people like Reform UK said these people should be housed in tents. I wonder if that's kind of harsh, but on the other hand, we are saving their lives. Now, there might be children or people for health reasons are vulnerable, would have to stay inside. Part of them says, well, maybe they should have to live in tents. I know it's not ideal, but you know what? You're telling us we're saving your life. It's a lot better than death, isn't it? It's better than torture, isn't it? And if it's not, go home. You can leave the situation instantly. Like when they're in detention centres, you can leave any day you want. You just have to go home. Remember, Dr. Evan Harris, the Liberal Democrat MP for Oxford, West and Abingdon, said, oh, well, they should be held in detention centres because seeking asylum is not a crime. But then even more of them will come and the cost will get really, really high and they'll just be working legally, illegally. And even they lose their claim, oh, the person's quite useful in this job, let's let him stay. And there's just way too much immigration. By the way, I want net positive immigration. I don't know what the ideal number is. Cameron said net 100,000 a year seemed about right to me. Never got anywhere near it. Maybe that was too few. I realize it'd be a disaster to have no immigration, but net 800,000 was clearly far too high. Admittedly, students were included in that figure who shouldn't have been, so it was never quite as high as people thought. So anyways, dispersal orders have been there. I don't dispute anyone's right to peacefully protest against immigration, legal or illegal, or people being housed in asylum centers or hotels and so on. But people have been arrested on suspicion of offenses such as criminal damage, violent disorder, or failing to remove a face covering when ordered to do so. Oddly enough, it's never Muslim women who are ordered to remove their face coverings. Anyway, so I certainly wouldn't condemn any of these crimes which have allegedly been committed there. So we mustn't cross the line from a peaceful protest into riot. And that is what appears, I said, to being happening here. And so the police are there. The police are allowed to disperse these protests because sometimes they're just too big for them to handle. Anyway, it's all very, very worrying. So some of the extreme left are there, of course, those who want to absolutely wreck the United Kingdom with completely uncontrolled immigration, to collapse public services and to crush the working class with incredibly high taxes to pay for these people, interpreters and education and everything else. So that would be a terrible thing as well. So now the honourable protesters who want against illegal immigration, that's fine. I'm one of them too. Sadly, some racists have come along, and obviously I'm against that. Now, the people who come illegally, there's nothing wrong with their race, whichever race they belong to. There's nothing wrong with their nationality or religion. No one should be mistreated on this grounds, and I don't want them to be intimidated anyway. And that's why I'm worried that these demonstrations could get that way, that there could be a xenophobic undertone to it. So, and I don't like the commies who are on the other side either. So, they deserve each other sometimes, these people. So what is to be done? I mean, the situation was bad enough under the late Conservative government. Last Conservative government, maybe not late, is the Tory Party about to be deceased. And it's got a lot worse under Labour, has doubled already this year as compared to the first 6 months of last year. So the Rwanda plan is gone. The deterrent effect of that, I thought wasn't great, made me underestimated it. And they know it's a soft touch under Labour. And if you ever try and control immigration, they'll shriek racist at you. But even Angela Rayner said people are right to be worried about this. So Keir Starmer said it's coming into countries of strangers. Now people say, oh, that's a racialist language. So you see that the leftards, any attempt to defend the border, any attempt to have some control to make sure only a sensible number of people come in, only desirable individuals come in, they'll say that's racialist and just make it impossible to control the borders of any country. Donald Trump, absolute scumbag, but he's not always wrong when he said if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. And obviously, the United Kingdom does have a border, but it's not very effective at controlling it, as you can see. At the same time, it's just too difficult for people who ought to be allowed in. I mean, student visas, I would abolish those from European Union citizens or people of the USA. If you're accepted by your course, I would just let you in. If you're looking to pay the fees up front, certainly if we can prove you don't have any serious criminal record, you just come. I wouldn't make you have to apply to Home Office, things like that. People from rich countries are very unlikely to stay illegally. People who marry British citizens, in virtually all cases, I would let them in. That's unfair. Anyway, so what do you think? Thank you for watching my channel, and toodaloo, and don't be racialist, and no riotous assembly.